there are on all sides, there is some heat on this issue. In fact, I don't know that I've covered it enough. Is this actually going to pass?
You know, I predict that indeed it will pass. Now, in what exact form, I can't tell you that. I will tell you that I commend the Grocers Association and really the liquor industry for coming to the table and trying to work out the best possible agreement between, you know, the interested parties. It's been our desire in the legislature to listen to the will of the people, which is loud and clear. I mean, every poll shows that people want the convenience of being able to buy wine at their grocery store when they go and buy the products for the evening meal. In addition to that, what I'm hearing from my legislators is that they want to keep their local liquor store owner in the best position he can be to continue his business. And I think the compromise that the House has developed is in fact the right way to go. But again, we are in full finance committee next week, and we will see what the body does.